Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Karen White, TriDelta CEO and editor-in-chief of the award-winning Trident magazine. We're now several weeks into sheltering in place, staying at home, and dealing with all of the circumstances related to COVID-19. As TriDelta continues to support our members, we've launched a new series called Three for You. We're taking some of the most important questions and topics you have and want to hear about and finding TriDelta experts to share their top three tips or best practices or insight on those topics. One area that we are keenly focused on is how our collegiate members are adapting to the major shift in their educational experience. Back in March, we witnessed 18,000 collegiate sisters make a transition back to their permanent homes from their campuses to become remote students. And while I have the honor of serving as TriDelta's CEO, I'm in my real life, I'm also the mom of two college-age sons. They are two fraternity men, but I'm watching them experience this at Well just right here at home. I mean, we've never seen anything of this magnitude affect our collegiate members. So we continue to seek ways to meet them exactly where they are. So today, joining us on the podcast is one of our collegiate members. She's here to give her three for you tips on being a remote student. I am so pleased to welcome Gaya Banama-Pawley. She's one of our newly, one of our new members from our newly established chapters at Temple University, Epsilon Phi in Philadelphia. Gaya is a junior. She is majoring in actuarial science with a minor in management information systems. So we're talking to a pretty bright woman here. In addition to TriDelta, she's involved with the Temple Panhellenic, Circle of Sisterhood, Gamma Iota Sigma, and she serves on the Dean's Student Council. Gaya, welcome. Thank you for being on Let's Talk TriDelta.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for the great introduction. It's great to be here today.
How are you doing? Just how are you doing? Tell me how you're feeling.
Well, it's very overwhelming for sure, as you can imagine, but I think I'm holding on as strong as I can right now.
Well, you sound good, right? Gaya, you are certainly a very involved TriDelta woman and an involved member of the Temple community. And I can only imagine with an actuarial science major and an MIS minor, you have a pretty rigorous academic schedule. Is that fair to say?
That definitely is true.
So not being on campus, and a part of daily life that's provided some challenges to routines, what can you accomplish now as a remote student, right? That's hard, but you've come up with three for you, right? So let's start with your first tip, establishing and following your schedule. Tell our listeners what you've learned over the past few weeks.
Well, when we're in school, we have classes at a certain time, and then we have meetings. Everything's just kind of planned out, and you just have to be there. And now that everything's online, I found it very difficult for me to not have a schedule, because the first week, I put everything until the end of the week, and I piled up all the work, and it was not the best thing. So I started keeping a schedule, and I think it's been very beneficial to me. I now finish my assignments early on in the week, and then during the day, I have time to go work out or like go on a walk, and it just like keeps me from being overwhelmed and keeping everything off until the end.
That is awesome. I am very hopeful that as I shelter in place here at home, right, and speak with you remotely, that my two students are listening to your good advice. So your next tip, right, is about reaching out to people, right, staying connected. So tell us more about that, you know, what goes beyond the classroom.
Well, obviously now we cannot see all of our friends as we used to before. And I feel like this is definitely a time we want everyone to feel just safe and welcome and just be told that everything's going to be okay. So I just started reaching out to, I mean, definitely my college friends, you know, I text them, call them, see how they're doing. And also old friends, because once you get to college, you don't have time to go talk to those old friends unless you're home for break. Now I don't even go home for break much because I just have so much stuff to do on campus, and definitely like spending time with my family. Like I said, like being so involved, I don't get time to go back home anymore and just spend time with my family. And now the fact that we're all forced to stay home, it's actually been great because I spend time with my family now. My sister's getting older, so we connected really well. And it's great to just see like now all we do is just sit and watch movies at home. Yeah. But like, it's a great connection. And like, you know, just gives you like that good support group just to tell you that, okay, we're all in this together. It's definitely not the best situation, but like, we're going to get through it together.
Well, I'm wondering why we can't create a new minor about binging in Netflix, right? Binging on Netflix. I mean, that would be right. Couldn't we all qualify for that at this point?
Oh, definitely. I think I have finished like a 10 season show in 3 days.
That is amazing. So let me ask you this question. You know, I feel like you all, and you're right there in that Gen Z component, right? That Gen Z generation, right? You're our first digital natives to attend college, right? Do you feel that's helping you make this transition up maybe a little more easily than, like, say, your older sister might have been able to do it?
I think it definitely is easier just because, like, I've been growing up with technology, so it's been an easier shift for me. But I mean, I definitely do like doing things in more of an older fashioned way. Like, I like taking notes with my like notebook and pencil. Yeah. My major is very like math orientated, so I need to be there in person to understand more than being online.
Yeah.
So I found the shift to be difficult personally because I definitely cannot concentrate in class. Being home and being in my bed and going to class, it's not the best thing. Do I know how to use the technology? Yes. But do I enjoy it? No. I'd rather be in person so I can understand and absorb the knowledge for the exams I have to take now.
That is fascinating, right? So proficient users of technology, but not loving it from an instructional standpoint.
No, I definitely think that as much as I've talked to a lot of my friends, they definitely do wish they were back in school because, I mean, yeah, we all want time off, definitely, but just not being there in person, learning is just very different. And it's just something we haven't done before. You know, I've taken an online class before, but that was one class out of the 5 I take.
Right.
Now that everything's online, it's just very, just different because you do everything on your own time. And many teachers just give you assignments to do instead of meeting in class.
Right. So are you missing the social aspect too? Just the interaction with others? I mean, are you missing that piece? And do you feel like that's a valuable part of learning?
Oh, I think it is. Like in one class that I'm struggling right now that it's online, I definitely talk to my classmates in the class just to understand what's going on. But it's not the same, I feel, because when in person, things just kind of click different to me, I feel like that. And I feel maybe a lot of students can agree with me. I definitely think that not being in person, the social aspect that things just kind of click at times has been lacking.
Well, and I appreciate you being so honest. I'm imagining that many of our listeners are going to be out there shaking their heads right now, right? Listening to you and feeling the same way that you're feeling. You also have a real gift for looking at the situation, right? And having a positive outlook, right? And an optimistic. And we all need that right now. So your third tip is around looking at the problem as a solution. What do you mean by that?
I just kind of learned at such a young age that things just happen. And instead of just taking it in as like, okay, whatever, like take it in, but like treat it as a solution. You know, this is an unfortunate situation. It's not something any of us can control. But instead of taking it as like, oh, I missed this and like, I'm not doing well. I mean, we all complain. Just take it as a bright side. Like, look at the bright side of it.
Sure.
We have all the time in the world right now. I'm sure a lot of us are looking at grad schools or like me personally, I have to take certification exams for my major. And I'm sure many other majors have that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is the time to plan those things out and kind of just keep a schedule, like I said earlier. And like slowly start studying. So, you know, when you decide to finally take the exam, you're not cramming for everything at the end. Another like big thing I think is, other than just like schoolwork and stuff, we have so much stress we're so involved in so many things on campus and just the world in general. And it adds a lot of stress with being a full-time student, working, and also having a social life. And now that we have switched everything to online, that adds even more stress. Personally, it has to me. I think this is a great time also to just take this time to just find yourself, I guess, and just mentally relax and like mentally stabilize yourself and rebuild yourself. Because taking care of yourself, I feel like, is the most important thing right now.
Absolutely.
Just every time in general, like, you know, make sure to take care of yourself, like mentally, physically. I'm sure we're all fine, but you know, this whole thing will add a huge impact on us, have a huge impact on us mentally. And being strong mentally and just rebuilding ourselves to just be find motivation, I think is a great time right now, because like I said, we have all the time in the world. So I think that's what I feel like, you know, just taking things head on and sure. What's the next thing I can do instead of just sit here and complain. Like, I mean, I complain. I've been complaining about this exam I have. every day I talk to my friends, like the same friends, I'm saying the same thing over and over, and I'm sure they're annoyed by it. But that doesn't keep me from not moving forward. Like, all I can do is just try my best and hope it turns out well in my favor. Yeah. So I mean, that's something like I have to get, like, give that to my dad and my mom for teaching me that at such a young age, because I have taken that very seriously, especially after coming to college. And it's been great for me. And I hope you guys look at it that way too.
I love that. And, you know, as a mom, excellent shout out to your parents. I'm proud of you as your Tri-Delta sister. Tell me about your experience at Temple as a Tri-Delta. I'd just love to hear what Tri-Delta has meant to you. You shared with me that you joined Tri-Delta not as a freshman. Tell me what your experience has been.
Well, we are a new chapter at Temple University, and this is our first full year. I mean, it's been a great experience for me, for sure. I've been part of nonprofits, like working as like an e-board member and other things throughout my high school career and things like that. But once I got to college, I never had the chance to do things like that anymore, just with school and other things. Yes. So I found that being part of a sorority, I would be able to give back to the communities I used to. And I really connected with Tri-Delta on my campus. I started out mainly for just giving back to the community, our chair, like philanthropy and everything.
Sure.
And I actually joined as a junior, and, you know, I have all of my good friends. I thought I'd make friends, but never really like close friends, because I'm already a junior. Half of my college career is over, but I was proven to be wrong. I actually made more friends, and I feel like they understand me and we connect on a different level personally and mentally that I have not connected with some of my closer friends I've met before.
Yeah.
And it's been a great experience for me, Temple coming to Tri-Delta, and because I've had friends who are part of Tri-Delta in other schools and they love it. Yeah. And I'm so glad I got to experience the same thing my friends from other schools are experiencing, because it's been great. There's not one day that doesn't go by that I do not talk to a Tri-Delta sister.
Nice.
Because they just become like part of my like close friend circle now. Like they just are there. It's just so natural to talk to them, to relate with other things. And I just like love and appreciate how much work we as a whole chapter and sorority do. And it just makes me look up to that so much that I talk about it at home. Yeah. And that my sister coming in is so excited. And she's like, Tri-Delta's my top. I want to like rush during recruitment and everything.
Oh, outstanding. We love hearing that. That's the best. That is the best. Well, I will tell you, Gay, you have certainly inspired me today. And I have a sense that your message will be an inspiration for a lot of your Tri-Delta sisters out there. It has been a lot of fun to talk to you, and a pleasure to hear your three for you, but also really to know that Tri-Delta is in really good hands in the future because of sisters like you. So thanks for being here with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, all, I know you join me in sending a big thank you out to our sister Gaia for joining us today and for sharing insights for all of you remote students out there. Such good practical tips. Of course, we hope all of our members and families remain safe and that you're all following the important guidelines regarding COVID-19. I want to mention, of course, the many Tri-Deltas serving on the front lines during this crisis in healthcare and law enforcement, other areas. Our thoughts and Delta love go out to all of them as they continue unselfish leadership and service during this strange, strange time. If you liked this 3 for You experience, you can find more 3 for You topics at tridelta.org/3for you. And if there are additional topics you'd like to hear about, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. And as always, please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. Yes, we like 3 stars in Tri-Delta, but 5 stars when it comes to our podcast, please. Thank you for talking Tri-Delta with us. Stay safe, join us next time, and bring you